Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years. And just a year ago, achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay, and I'm not alone today, guys. I have my Watch What Crappens friends, Ronnie and Ben. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for, you're filling the role of Courtney today. So that, good luck.
Big shoes to follow.
It's very intimidating, and we apologize to everyone who was waiting for the Courtney witticisms that I'm gonna fail to bring today. I apologize in advance.
No. We apologize for our lack of charm right up front, ladies, gentlemen.
You guys, so Courtney and I haven't talked in a couple weeks, so a lot has happened in the Bravo universe. The so most much. exciting thing for me was Portia's Mother's Day. And let's just break that down, because Portia is now engaged to Fallon's ex-husband.
What a catch, am I right, lady?
I know.
Wow.
I'm surprised he was that. I'm surprised he was single for that long. Am I right?
What a sex bomb that guy is.
Have you ever seen a stack of bowls? It's like, have you ever said to yourself, I want to marry a stack of bowls? Well, Portia did it.
She's going to do. I have so many questions. So I'm already starting the rumor that she's pregnant, even though they've only been together 1 month, I believe.
Publicly.
Exactly.
On the record.
On the record.
So basically,
she's going to have some Phaedra math with that baby. I think we're going to see a return of the Phaedra math, you know, which was going around on the internet. Everyone's like, here comes Phaedra math again. And I totally agree.
It'll be a miracle, baby.
Can't wait. I was telling Ben when we heard, why is everybody so shocked at this? I mean, she did this with Dennis too. I mean, Dennis was some hot dog guy she met at a club or something, and she was like, boom, pregnant, right, like really, really quickly, and trying to get married, but he just wouldn't do it, right?
For a long time. He is the hot dog king, and this guy's a barbecue king.
Is that what Simon does? Wait, I actually don't know what Simon does. So he's a barbecue king.
Basically, I did a research project on Monday because I started seeing I went on their two Instagrams because I was trying to compare. I was like, Simon, okay. I was like, what did he do a month ago? So he was in Colombia. And I'm like, did she go to Colombia? Like, I don't know. She does that chat room. She's also getting a spinoff. She's getting a three-part spinoff that's going to be starting filming this summer, which, Bravo, you are so, this spinoff was in the making, but then they announce it the day after she gets engaged. Like, how does that?
Or she announces her engagement the day before she knows it's about to be announced because she knows it's going to be announced after the reunion.
You're totally right about that.
Yes.
So did they decide to do, so is this already filmed or is this something they're filming now, right? They're filming it
this
now,
summer.
Right?
This summer.
Okay, yeah.
Like,
for everyone who can't get enough of Portia and Lauren and Miss Diane wandering around a kitchen island picking at hummus. For anyone who just loves those scenes on Atlanta, now you have a whole series.
I honestly, Bravo loves Portia. I mean, they've given her the chat room. They're giving her this three-part. She had the pregnancy special spinoff.
Mm-hmm. Well, Portia's also highly entertaining when she wants to be.
I like Portia. I mean, I like Portia too. I like her more of in an ensemble.
Yeah.
It's like when the Golden Girls, you know, did it without Dorothy or whatever. And you're like,
wasn't the same.
Yeah. I need Dorothy. Yeah. Like, and I still love all the other ones, but I don't need to see you in the hotel.
Like, yeah. I mean, I appreciate throwing Don Cheadle into the mix, which continues to be one of the strangest pop culture mishmashes of all time is Don Cheadle with the cast of the Golden Girls in their own TV show. But, you know, some chemistries just are better than others.
Yeah.
Oh man. I feel bad for Fallon. So also on April 22nd is when they announced to people, Fallon and Simon, that they were divorcing. Just that's another fact to know.
Do we know when the paperwork was filed on their divorce, when the divorce was final?
No.
Is it not final yet?
Because also Portia said that happened in January. And then I was like, was he married to someone else in January? And then this other one from April? Like I started getting confused, but no.
No, he filed in January. Then he unfiled. Then he filed again.
Okay.
He filed. Then he wrote this big, long Valentine's Day post about, you know, marriage is loving the person that you're dedicated. This big, long bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day post. And then he called off. I don't know. It was like up and down and back and forth. But Fallon, I keep saying Fallon. I'm a real asshole and I'm sorry, but I don't know why I keep doing it. Fallon is getting married too. Did you know she got secretly engaged to her boyfriend?
Yes, at a bowling alley, it looked like.
That's where my parents met. So to me, it's the most romantic story of all time. I still think I was conceived in like the
lanes, where the pins the alley are lanes.
no, behind where the pins come, you know, the pins are knocked down, and then they're all like, bum, 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 dum, 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 dum. Because whenever I hear that noise, I kind of get a boner. So I still think that that's how I was conceived. But yeah, I think it's romantic. I mean,
do we have a picture?
No.
Do we have a picture of the new guy?
It's on her. Wait, just it's look up. Okay, I'm going to look up. Phelan Gulbadia engaged.
Phelan, right?
Phelan Gulbadia.
What did I say?
Phelan.
Phelan.
Phelan Gulbadia.
Phelan at life. Phelan at life. Although I'm not engaged. So.
I know a girl named Phelan, and it's in my damn brain. Okay. Portia Williams' former friend, Phelan Gulbadia, proposes, okay? That's all I'm saying. It's from Radar Online. Let me see the picture here.
Wait, so she proposed.
Phelan in a bikini.
Yeah, I thought Phelan proposed at the bowling alley. I'm not kidding.
It's turning into Clue. Phelan proposed at the bowling alley by the Cheesy Tots.
with the Kit Kat.
So Simon, he's a barbecue king. What does that actually mean? Does he own barbecue restaurants?
Yeah. I think Portia was like, hot dogs too cheap. I'm going ribs now, you know?
Yeah. Why settle for a hot dog when you can get the entire cookout?
Yes. Yeah. And don't forget, though, she is a baby vegan.
She's a baby vegan who is chronically attracted to men who grill meat for a living.
It works out well. First turn makes on. Sense. But she, it's like, don't tempt me with a good time, that rib.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's called Das Barbecue. And he also owns a club or restaurant or something called Republic. So it's kind of like a Southern Charm tie-in.
Yeah. No. Well, and I think Dennis and him are like that's how they know each other. Like through the industry, restaurant. Yeah. The restaurant industry.
Yeah.
The hospitality.
$1 million ring. You know, that's just downright fishy. $1 million.
It looks like the Kim Kardashian one. It looks like the Kim Kardashian one. You know, just like a giant, giant rock.
Like a stadium on your finger.
Yeah, but it's square. You know, it's one of those square ones. I don't know. That doesn't look real to me.
It also looks like Fallon's.
I don't believe it.
It looks the same.
I don't believe it. I believe this guy is not as wealthy as he says.
No.
On Real Housewives, I know. It's a shocking accusation.
What? Like, on Bravo.
This is going to go down a very bad path. This is going to end in disaster. I mean, let's think about Portia's former loves. She had Cordell Stewart, who she herself implied was maybe not straight and was also very controlling. Which may be tied into the issue number one because of
and rich, very things. Rich,
but he was rich,
rich. Let's rich not forget. Famous. He was not forget the real common bond here.
Okay. Rich and famous.
He
rich
was
and
NFL, famous. NFL, right?
NFL, yeah. He was a famous NFL player. And then I think there was like a string of maybes throughout there. I don't like forgettable people. There was Todd, who was like her childhood friend, who was like super cute. He lived in D.C. But as far as we could tell, had a normal paycheck, so he was gone.
He wasn't good enough then.
Yeah, and then did we just go to Dennis from Todd, or was there a transitional person before we got to Dennis?
There was that guy that she was dating that she wanted to have a contract where he was going to give her the baby, but then
I think that was Todd.
What was that whole story?
That was Hot Todd.
Hot Todd. Yeah, sorry, I was reading up on Simon while you were talking. That's a marriage. Now this is a marriage. I'm Simon, like, go ahead, Ben. I'm listening. I just nod while I'm reading.
Is he 65? Why did I have that number in my head?
Because he looks it.
Yeah, he does.
Or I know he has five kids.
Five kids.
He has five kids, one daughter and four sons. Sorry, I was having trouble with math right there.
65 may be the amount of minutes between his divorce being finalized and his relationship with Portia starting.
Yes, that sounds about right.
Or maybe it's the length of their relationship / engagement, 65 days. I think the number 65 is going to be significant for them.
I do too. He lasts 65 seconds in bed.
Oh, yeah, it could be that too as well.
God, I want a man like that. Sounds like a dream man to me.
Dreamy. Yeah,
done. Just and dreamy. Done. And seen. He also is a petroleum guy. That's where he's rich.
That's
he's
where the real money
barbecue.
Is.
Okay. Right, right. He makes petroleum sandwiches, which are
well, you know, there's no better condiment than petroleum jelly.
Don't get me started on that. We literally, I've been putting Vaseline all over my face every night.
Oh, yeah?
It's supposed to be really good for you. And I got a lot of concerns about it because we kept on talking about it on the pod a couple of weeks ago. And apparently I kept going and adding more. And it 12 times in one podcast. Do you guys want me to start?
How's
and you guys
pillow?
Can count.
You do look like a baby. No,
Your skin, you really do look like.
Speaking of bowling alleys, you have like bowling ball skin. You have the smoothest.
That alabaster shine.
You did say before we started that my skin looked, you were like, you're glowing.
Radiant.
Yeah, you are glowing. Yeah.
It's the Vaseline.
You can also put Vaseline on your webcam and it does magic for your skin. It's magic.
Oh, God. I love it.
Man, I can't wait to tell my Meemaw that. She's going to be like, I told you. Because she's been saying that for years. Vaseline, put it everywhere. Oil of Olay and Vaseline.
Yes.
Okay. I don't think that that's true. We have more modern things and she insists on it.
No, I think it's Vaseline. The trick of the trades. The old school stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, Simon did not woo Portia with Olay. It was with Vaseline.
Petroleum. Yes. Yeah.
That's the same thing, right?
I think so. Right?
Mm. You know, I don't even know, and I don't want to go any further on the record on this issue.
Okay, anything else about that? Was just like, I was literally shocked on Monday. I was like, wait, what? No, wait. Valen's ex, no. I couldn't, but literally was shocking. It was, if people are calling it, it's the new Slade.
Oh, yes. Wow. Wow, that's like bold.
That. It's the new Slade.
Yeah.
Do you think this relationship is longer than they are saying it is?
I think it's whirlwind. I saw another meme that was like when Fallon was like running like into her laundry room, like chasing that woman, like to go out the back side when she was chasing LaToya at her own house. Like Portia like turns back and is like looking at the hardwood floors and people are like, oh, that's like, she was looking at what color she wanted to change the hardwood floors.
Yeah, that's the moment she decided what
floor she's going to change. Yeah, Ronnie literally mentioned that earlier. That's so funny.
We are cut from the same cloth, Mary.
Love it.
Yeah, I think that they probably were flirting heavily before, but I mean, it's not like they just met. Dennis and him hung out and stuff. I don't know. I was shocked as well. I'm not as mad. I kind of come from the place, like, are we slut shaming again? Like, are we back to that? I don't know. I'm just like, you do you.
But I'm not the other part shaming. Of it, I'm not saying
you are. I'm saying the internet is like, how dare you? It's like the wagging finger of the internet. And I don't know how much of that is just me being a good person, like live and let live, you guys. And how much of it is just me choosing sides on Housewives, because once you choose a side, then you just always want to stand up for your person. You know,
you're a loyalist.
And that's my person. I love Portia. So I just want to be on her side no matter what. And I'm like, you know what? Steal someone's husband. It's not like nobody is marrying Simon because he's so romantic and they're like true love. He's marrying these hot young things because they're hot young, and they're marrying him because he's rich as hell. To me, it's not like the biggest romance story in the world anyway.
I'm not slut shaming. I might be standard shaming. Like, I kind of want Portia to have higher standards. Yeah. And she talks as if she does have higher standards. And then it's like, oh, someone buys her. I actually will not cheapen it and say someone buys her something and then she falls in love.
Like,
but
a
it
Chanel kind of
feels that way.
10?
It's not for looks, you know? And I don't know what's going on. Maybe they have a connection. I don't know. But I think that she spent a lot of airtime and a lot of hour time talking about how she's grown and she knows not to rush into things. And like, we rushed so fast into the relationship, we didn't actually like become friends first. We didn't do this. And like, I mean, we sat through endless scenes of therapy that were boring, where Dennis is just like sitting there in a green sweatsuit. Like, and so it's all this is like, I've learned, I've grown. I'm a new Portia. I'm, you know, in girl code. And then this happens and it's like, oh, so really everything we watched was for those scenes were boring as it. They were boring on their own, and now they're also meaningless too.
Well, I think the only reason anybody goes to therapy or tries to grow is just to get to their next relationship anyway, isn't it? It's like when people like get the revenge body, till you find somebody else, then you get fat again. Like, what the hell?
You know, I'm just excited not to see Dennis. Like, I'm over that story.
I think you're going to still see Dennis. I think you're going to still see him. asking for cookies and stuff.
No, I don't want to see. I'm over him. But it's kind of funny too, because Simon was never really on the show. Like, the problem I think with Atlanta this year,
there was just one scene.
Yeah.
By the pool, watching all the girls swim.
Like, there wasn't really, you know, like he it doesn't seem like he wants to be like a part of the show. Like, not like a slate. Like, Slade wanted to be on the show. He doesn't seem like he wants to be on the show. So it's like interesting that he'd go for another housewife, I guess.
I don't get it.
Well, you don't have to actually like be on it a lot to sell your wares. You know what I mean? And to publicize your stuff. And, you know, he's like you guys are saying, maybe he's not as rich as he's acting. And he's looking at Portia like, listen, I've got 5 children.
Yeah,
and maybe probably Fallon that I've got to give money to. You know, maybe he's looking at her like, wow, a job. You know, there's some jobs going on. Right.
Oh, or he's like, let's see, Fallon's Medusa costume cost me $10,000 and Portia wore some devil horns from the dollar store. That's a better value for me.
It actually turned him on that she went to Party City for that cat ear.
Oh my god, so good. Okay, well, that was just like, that was hard-hitting news. Then next week we got released this week the Beverly Hills taglines. Underwhelming, I would say. I would like to debrief each of them.
I'm sorry, I have to. I'm expecting a delivery. I'll be right back.
Oh, sure.
Sorry to do this in the middle of your podcast.
Are you serious? I thought he was making a joke. What the hell? Okay.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts, obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their Dewy Day Cream. Obsessed. obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com, and love the skin you're in. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free with Ouai. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough. Do you have it? Do we need to talk about anything behind his back right now?
No kidding. How rude. Well, I was just going to compliment him and say, go to our Instagram and see the taglines he wrote. He wrote taglines for everybody.
Oh, really, yeah. Funny. Okay. So let's go. We'll say that.
Them.
Let's say that. I'll say the tagline. And then Ben, if you could say how you rewrote them, that'd be great. Can you do that?
Okay.
Yeah, I know you don't have your phone either.
I don't, but no, I can pull it up on the internet.
Okay. So I'll read the tagline because I just will. Okay. This is Kyle. This town is a game of chess, but no one's taking this queen down.
And our first draft version of Kyle's tagline was the agency.
Exactly. Which is getting the spinoff with PK in London.
Is that true?
God. I don't know.
Are you saying that because it said that they were going to be working together, that PK was going to be working, or yeah, are they really getting a spinoff? Oh, my God.
I don't know if that's true. Also, Ryan Serhant got a spinoff today. It's a renovation show about his townhouse.
It's not one where he's trying to pretend to be a good person, is it? Because I can't with any of that. Remember that? When he's like, hi, I'm Ryan, and I'm a good person. I was like, FF.
I can't deal.
Remember when he like couldn't even get a date and he would like just bring random girls to events that like he literally did not know at all. But she seems so
remember
cute
when he was interesting?
Yeah.
No, I don't remember.
I'm sorry, that was so catty. I was like, remember when he was interesting?
So Kyle sucks. Kyle Richards still sucks.
I think love it's amazing. Kyle.
I hate Kyle, and I can't believe we're so similar and that you love Kyle to the degree that you'd go, I love Kyle! I mean, even if you said, like, Kyle's okay, what's wrong with Kyle? I'd be like, okay, bangs, etc. I can't with Kyle. Okay, here's one reason I hate her. Again, because look who's behind me in a picture. Lisa Vanderpump, love her, okay? So Kyle, I hate you for that. I hate that Kyle had that thing a few years ago when she's like, I am sorry. Cause this Lisa always had kind of queen taglines, right?
Yeah.
Like one was, don't try to wear the crown, darling. It's heavy. Leave it on the ground, you idiot, stupid lady with bangs or whatever. And then she had, the queen of diamonds always has an ace of her sleeve. And then Kyle had a quote that was like, I'm sorry, but no one on a reality show should call themselves a queen. We are just people on a reality show. Nah, nah, nah. How dare you call yourself a queen? So then she tries to ape a Vanderpump tagline. She gets a pink swing in her backyard. Now she's showing up in her confessionals this year and in Lisa's black pirate off the shoulder ruffle dress. She's getting Lisa Vanderpump's face. She's got Lisa Vanderpump's hair. Darling, you can never have my spirit, Kyle Richards.
So you think she's morphing into
trying to.
Yeah.
She's trying to.
Yeah. She is always chasing that. Kyle just envies everything that everyone else has. Like her entire run on Real Housewives has been her looking at people's things and being like, ooh, what's that? Oh my God. Oh, I want one. Where'd you get that? Oh my God. Let me see your bag. Like she just sees things. And if she likes it, she is telling Mauricio, I want that. That's all she wants. And that goes for taglines and it goes for looks and styles and shticks.
No, I want to have a margarita with Kyle and talk shit about other people because that's what she
now
does.
That
all
I
would, oh, I'm sure that would be so fun. That would be so fun. I bet that would be so fun. I'm just saying on the show.
That's different.
Yeah, I bet she's like talking so much shit. She's probably
I've always said she's one of my most hated housewives at this point, but I would probably be best friends with her. So yes! There you go. Like I don't
Most of the people are pretty fun to have a margarita with, you know?
True.
They're just terrible to watch on TV, some of them.
True. Okay. Next tagline. It's from Lisa Rinna, who sent me Lisa Rinna lips. I need to put it on my Instagram. Yeah, it's pretty exciting. So anyways, my lips are...
Okay, how far we've fallen, am I right?
My lips.
I know.
Lisa Rinna used to like us.
I don't know if she's unfollowed us or not. I don't remember.
Put that one in the garbage disposal and pressed start.
You know what? You go in phases. Sheena hated us. She blocked us. We're unblocked by Sheena now. You know?
Wow. That is big.
Tides can change. Tamara unblocked us, you know?
Tamara just want to know what everybody's saying.
Seasons change.
Okay. Lisa Rinna. My lips are legendary and they will never gloss over the truth. Buy my lip kit. It doesn't say buy your lip kit, but.
Well, I'm glad that she's at least, you know, plugging that product and not one of the other things she's selling. Her kids. Jesus Christ, lady.
I can't wait to hear about like Scott Disick.
Ugh.
So said no one gross. Ever. I think the
I love the Lord. I love the Lord.
No. Okay.
We're just going to fight Disick. With Mary this whole time.
You thought you were going to invite us on and it'd be easy? No. Scott Disick, I don't even know why we know who he is. I guess he was on the Kardashians, but like he's like very awful. And I watched like a tour of his house on architectural. I think I talked about this on Crappins, but Architectural Digest does these things where it's like MTV Cribs.
Okay.
And Scott Disick is like, welcome to my house, guys. This is my house. And just imagine just floors. And that's all there
it's
is.
Floors. No, it's
nothing on the wall, surfaces. Nothing on the floors.
Yeah. It's all things you can do coke off of. Like every surface, every surface is like perfect to cut and snort coke off of.
And he's so uncharismatic. He's like, here's a room. There's a dining room. We eat food here. Here's a bathroom. We pee in here.
I like love him. I think he's quite comical. Like his Todd Crane's prank. Do you remember the Todd Crane's prank?
Where he called you
Chris, Auntie Chris, it's me, Todd Crane. Like my friend.
Was that on the Kardashians?
Yes. My friend sent me flowers from Todd Crane's and I couldn't figure out who, like which friend it was.
Oh.
Like this was, I guess Scott Disick is important to me. Like too.
Yeah,
important.
He is.
That's okay.
I watched the show that he had on E, but they were airing it on Bravo. You know how they do that sometimes?
Yeah, yeah.
The one where he was flipping homes. He was remodeling like an ice home. Yeah, flip it like Disick.
Yeah.
And he was okay on that, but he got really, I mean, he just gets so dark. And you know, he just gets like so dark and lonely. And I guess he's had a really dark past and stuff, so I don't want to make fun of him for that. But
a dark, I mean, interesting past.
He just seems so lonely. Like, he had that teenage girlfriend at the time, the other teenage girlfriend. He's not the Richie, one he used to make toast for a living. What is it?
Richie.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she'd just be like, I love you, baby. But she's like, what's wrong, babe? But come on. I'm like, oh my God, you've got a hot model teenager next to you and you're still this bored? Like, make an effort, dude. Make an effort in your life.
Oh, I'm excited for that. And I hope I get some more Harry Hamlin. I feel like Lisa couldn't, you know, she hasn't been able to go to HSN. She doesn't have to go fly across the country. She was using Clorox wipes before they were cool.
She was. She was ahead of the curve.
She really was. She was. A woman behind her, before her time.
Why doesn't she have to go do HSN anymore? Is that over?
Yeah, I think you just do it at your house. Like Craig did it at his house. Oh, Bethany does it at their house. Like, you can wear those dusters in your own home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, 2021, Ronnie.
I think in quarantine, she started this lip company, basically. So I wonder what her story will be. Her story will be her daughter's story.
Yeah, selling off.
I bet it's going to be about... Her daughter has anxiety and they're like all living together and her daughter has anxiety about it, you know, and I'm not making fun of anxiety, but I'm just saying how that's probably what the story will be like. Oh, mom, I'm trapped in here with you. We have so much fun at home. Sometimes we just go around and we just chop pillows just for the fun of it. Who can chop pillows as fast as me? It's a race, Harry. Mom. It's a race. Chop, chop, chop.
It's been really stressful being with you because, like, there are racks in rooms, and that really gives me anxiety because that was her thing. Remember, yeah. She's like, I cannot have an apartment with racks. That really gives me anxiety.
All the things. Wait, so what was your line for her? What was her new tagline?
Oh, for Lisa Rinna?
Yeah.
My lips are legendary, and Denise is so angry.
Yes.
Denise.
That was a good line though. And also, Denise just had lunch with Garcelle.
Oh, good. They're still friends.
Yeah, they just had lunch together. Then that's a good transition because Garcelle, if you want a starring role in my life, you better drop the act. What do you think that means?
That's a good line.
Oh, they missed it. They didn't do this right on the Daily Dish. BravoTV.com, you better get on this. Because they say, if you want a starring role in my life, you better drop the attitude. But the act, I would assume, is the correct line, right? Because that makes more sense. Guys, I'm very upset right now.
Very upset.
Daily Dish got very it wrong. Upset, daily Broken
Someone's
Dish.
Heads, the Daily, yeah, the Daily Wrong Dish.
Wait, I wonder if what if I got it wrong?
No, you, no, got you it didn't. Because right, you're sounding clever.
You got it right.
Okay.
Yeah,
but no,
and yours is what it is.
Okay. I like got all nervous. I'm like, this could very well be my mistake.
You're already fired from Bravo, so you're already not hired at Bravo.
It's very clear where we lie with Bravo, and I will not be invited to BravoCon. Although
we're all safe.
Andy did mention our name at the Summer House reunion. So
you
like,
guys got
that's it. About, that's
you
it.
Sure did.
You guys got a big old shout out. Like to get a shout out on a reunion, an entire segment, not segment, but a bullet point based on you guys is impressive.
Yeah. However,
oh, by the way,
guys,
we were super happy for you.
I know. Ben texted Courtney, like, watch the first.
We really were, yeah.
Yeah, no. No, but then you guys have got to be on Watch What Happens Live. Twice.
Yeah.
Twice.
We have. It was very exciting.
Not even bartenders, like the real guests.
Real.
Thank real you, COVID. Thank you, COVID, for everything you've given us.
Like Sarah Jessica Parker can't make it into the studio today, so let's find some guys in their basement.
I love you, COVID. Call me. Okay, so fun. Garcelle is, Garcelle's is kind of boring, but you better drop the act is good because that means she's going to be coming for somebody. I hope it's Kyle again. Because last year she was trying to come for Kyle, but she really, like,
she couldn't follow through. Yeah.
Well, she didn't have the actual goods, right? She was mad at Kyle for things that didn't
you don't need make actual that much goods. Sense,
really?
You never need things to make sense. You don't. That's enough, Ronnie. I feel like that's good enough. If someone doesn't pay enough attention, the problem is that Garcelle, like many of the people on Beverly Hills, they have aspirations beyond the show. And people like who are on New York sort of know, like they've already peaked, and so this is basically what they're doing. So Garcelle is still hoping to have a successful production company and to be in more movies, and so she doesn't want to like come on too hard. She doesn't really know how to play it. But if you're on if you've already peaked, your kids are out of the house, you're talking about
Lisa Rinna.
If you just don't care anymore, yeah, then you'll be like, she rubs me the wrong way, I'm just gonna go full force on her and we'll just have fun with it, you know.
Yeah,
then getting no lip gloss ever.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fine. I hate lip gloss, actually. Sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
I wore my Lisa Rinna lip gloss on Mother's Day, but it's hard to wear lip gloss with a mask. So it's not really ideal. Yeah. But
yeah.
Okay.
That's a way to get a zit on your nose. For yes. Sure.
Okay. So Dorit, dress like there's no tomorrow, and then tomorrow do it again. Like what?
That's not her best.
What was that oxygen? She had like the worst line ever that was so confusing. I have to find it because I literally took me the entire season to finally process her tagline. How many seasons has she had?
I think she's had four or five. This might be her fifth.
What?
Well, she came on. She was her first season was right after Erica. It was her. And that I always forget her name, Catherine so-and-so, Catherine Edwards.
Oh, yeah. So she had some ties with OJ.
Right. And then, yes. And then there was the Teddy season, and Teddy was on three seasons, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's four. So this is, I think, her fifth season.
Okay. Well, okay. We have, when you've traveled the world, you can speak any accent you want. Which,
yes, and that's just no.
A lie.
No.
This
that's
one
not I, how that th- works.
This one I liked. I believe in an excess of everything except moderation.
I like that one too.
No,
that
I
one
did was too.
Like, that was like actually like had levels to it.
I won't.
But wasn't that the season she was trying to get PK to lose weight? I mean, she's a conflicting person, you know. I feel like she's just everything she says conflicts with every other thing she says.
No, that's like her tagline. This one tagline that I'm looking for. This is another one. I won't settle for anything less than everything. Like maybe
that's
that one
too.
Wait, let me find. There's must be one. No, I guess that one, two, three. I just said the fourth one, so maybe there's one more out there. Five.
Was the one where she
and
said,
"In life, I wear mini hats and his styles."
Wow.
Was it the one where she said x1 plus x2 divided by 3 squared equals 4z? I was like, well, that is hard to understand, Mary. That is. It's algebra. I know. But it sounds an equation as a tagline.
I know. Oh.
It is funny seeing all these taglines put together. They show Joyce right after Dorit. You can never be too young, too thin, or too honest. And that was the season she was like, anorexia shaming somebody or something. It was like some weird.
Didn't they change
it? These fucking shows.
If you go back and watch
that tagline.
Oh, really?
Didn't they change it from "you can never be too"? What was it? What was it again? Right? Whatever the too thin.
You can never be too young, too thin, or too honest. So maybe they changed it to too rich or something.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Too young, too rich, or too honest. Mm. Like, well, babies can't drive, so that's too young. You know, I don't know about too rich, but you can definitely be too honest. Like if you're being questioned by the police and you did something wrong. I mean, Joyce Girard, get out of here again. I hope they hire her so we can fire her again.
She didn't bother me that much.
Yeah, I thought she was actually somewhat tenacious, but she didn't really get a chance to shine. I would have liked, I feel like Joyce and Carlton are a little overlooked. I think that maybe they just at that time and place in Beverly Hills, they did not work. But I think
Carlton was amazing. Carlton was legitimately like fucking scary, like doing Wicca, creepy. Like she was scary. She was a good watch.
She put like evil screensavers on Kyle's computer. Kyle's like, oh my God, she cursed me. And now she cursed my screensaver to be like, fucking die, Kyle. You in the future, you will have bangs and die. Ugh, whatever that was.
And that happened in Halloween, the movie.
It happened.
Spoiler alert.
Okay. Sutton, Anyone who doubts in exquisite manners can kiss my exquisite derriere.
Okay. What?
Say it again. I need that to soak in a bit.
Anyone who doubt, I guess I should use like a Southern accent.
Yeah.
I don't like, I can't talk like Britney from, wait, hold on. I gotta, hold on. Let me see if I can get into character.
Do it. Give me a moment.
I don't think I can do it. Okay, hold on. Okay. Anyone who doubts my exquisite manners can kiss my exquisite derriere.
Oh, okay. Anyone who doubts my exquisite manners. I don't know. I'm excited, though.
There's no play on words, really.
Doesn't
just says exquisite twice.
Doesn't
I have a store.
Doesn't Crystal like say something about her ass? Or does she say to Crystal, kiss her ass or something? Or I
don't remember. Crystal tells her, I think you are a stuck up, blah, blah, blah kind of person. And you think you're, what does she say? You think you're better than everybody else or something?
Then they
you're jealous. She tells her, you're jealous. And then she walks away and she goes, what am I jealous of? Her terrible leather pants, her ugly leather pants. Yeah.
Right.
And they just show Crystal standing there awkwardly with her pants.
With their just ugly like, leather pants.
This weird pose where she has like one hand out and then she's like tilted.
I'm excited for Crystal. I think she's going to bring it.
I hope so.
Are you doubtful?
Yes.
Oh,
I'm inherently doubtful. I'm inherently doubtful of the Beverly Hills casting.
Yes.
Beverly Hills has failed for a few seasons now.
And it's still the highest rated show of Housewives. It beat New York last year, which is crazy.
Well, no, but it's because it had a through line. So a through line that got people enraged. People can't stand Teddy, so they got mad. And it was like this whole thing. Yeah, Bill, New York didn't really have a through line. It just was pandemonium, which I thought was really fun.
Yeah.
But in terms of actual casting, Beverly Hills has not really had like an amazing breakout person in several years.
Well, maybe it's Kathy Hilton.
The bucket hat is a start. It's a start. The bucket hat.
Yeah, the bucket hat is a start. I'm looking forward to Kathy Hilton fashions for sure. She is going to have some terrible, terrible rich lady fashion. And I can't wait. I'm excited for that.
I think Kathy Hilton will be good because it gives someone for Kyle to direct her jealous energy towards,
Ooh.
You know, like always trying to like live up to someone. And she had that with Kim. And the past few seasons, she's been sort of like, you know, she's been very like contained and trying to be on a best behavior and sell the agency. But I think Kathy is going to be able to like expose some childhood impulses that she will not be able to control.
Like her saying, you don't have Kim's new number. Like she got a new number and she's not going to tell you it because you guys aren't really friends. Like that's what Kathy Hilton's going to fucking do. So she's
there for that.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. Okay. Crystal, Hollywood is full of pretenders and I slay them all. Okay.
I'm like a little over Housewives embracing slay.
Mm.
It's kind of annoying. Mm-hmm. I think
it's like the North Pole, you know? Or the South Pole, which is the one with Santa Claus. There, I could use some sleigh with my housewives.
You know? North
Pole. Like reindeer gave me lips. Reindeer, Rudolph gave me lip, but I slayed. And I'd be like, yes, like you made Rudolph drive you somewhere after he gave you lip. I'm in, Mrs. SC.
Love it.
I just feel like, I feel like saying sleigh is something that is bestowed on someone, not something that you declare of yourself. Like I would never be like, guys, Ryan and I did a podcast today and I slayed. I think it's up to other people to be like, yes,
she slayed that outfit or
she
something.
Slayed.
Okay.
Yeah, like Buffy would be like, hi, I'm Buffy. You know, okay. She wouldn't say like, hi, I'm Buffy, the vampire slayer. Cause like, who says that? You know,
right.
Other people would call you that.
Oh, I see.
But you just say hi.
Like, hi, I'm Buffy the Jamba Juice.
We've really analyzed. Careful, people, how you say slay. Do not say it about yourself. Only say it about others. These are the new rules.
You better be careful when you tap into our opinions because we have opinions on literally every syllable.
Just randomly making up any kind of bullshit. I think I'm looking forward to Crystal. I think she does a very good first preview job. So I applaud her first preview. And I'm looking forward to her, but I don't like her line very much.
I think she also has real money.
Which is the best, because that makes Kyle jealous and it really activates Kyle.
I actually think Kyle has real money now.
No, Kyle has real money. But she has real money mindset. So she's still always like, her eyes are always saucers around the other women, because it's almost like, I think she will always feel the need to prove her wealth, even though she has it now. And now she can't stop showing it off. I think she will always have that.
Okay. Yeah. Do you think it's because it's so dependent on the people, the other rich people she knows? Like, it's kind of a service job, right? Like, I'm rich, but I'm rich because you guys bought a $20 million house from us. So I always kind of have to be nice to you, you know? I don't know. Yeah. I kind of like that. I like that position Kyle's in. Like, she's rich, but she still has to be nice to everybody, or she won't get the next sale, you know?
That well, like yeah. how she lost the Camille Grammer sale.
Mm-hmm.
You know, never forget.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Never forget.
Well, you know what?
Didn't she lose the Vanderpump sale too?
Oh,
I think she got one, but
there was something.
She got the Maloof sale. They got the Maloof sale.
Right. And so they didn't get the Vanderpump sale, right? There was something like that.
Yeah. No. Well, because the big thing was, I think after Beverly Hills season one, the whole Camille was like, well, you're not selling your husband's not selling our house anymore. And then Adrian and LVP were selling their houses at the same time. I believe they sold the Maloofs, but I don't think LVP's.
The Maloofs caught on fire.
Mm. Wait, what?
Remember, there was a fire. It was a thing. It was even on the show.
Yeah, like, she had her last house. Everything Lisa Vanderpump owns catches on fire at some point. Haven't you noticed that? Like her old house, her restaurant's always catching on fire.
My fashion trends catch on fire. Turbans and long gowns.
Did you guys watch Overserved at all?
I watched some of it and I was...
you were underserved?
I could. I was... I don't know
if over deserved. All right, darling.
Oh, we could do something naughty. You're going to try wine. Isn't this naughty? Pandy, bring out the wine.
Yes, mother. Yes, mother. Pandy.
You know what? Lisa Vanderpump, it's good that we bring her up right now, because that's... Kyle has real money. She might be approaching... She might be the wealthiest of the group. That includes Lisa Vanderpump. Like Kyle, like that.
Oh, I
that
think Kyle.
Oh, Kyle's the richest.
Kyle surpassed Lisa. I don't think Lisa has money now.
Yeah,
yeah.
But
I agree.
She may have the most money, but when we think of like, oh, who's like the wealthy, opulent one? It's always like, oh yeah, Lisa Vanderpump, or you know, like it's like she's not known for being posh and wealthy. It's people just say, oh yeah, well they have money now. They got money now. But like when it's like, ooh, overserved and caftans and turbans and rosé glasses and chandeliers and mythical little horses. It's like you don't think of wealth with Kyle. You think that she's rich, but you don't think she's wealthy the way you do like Lisa Vanderpump.
I think Lisa Vanderpump is just trashy. Like she's the like she no like no you know like
you
cheesy
the like yeah like the 13-year-old girl's princess fantasy birthday party gross.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No. I still love Lisa Vanderpump, but I'm finding that her appeal, like she had an appeal, a different sort of appeal 10 years ago. 10 years ago, she was like this sassy British woman who like was above everything. I was just drinking her tea and be like, oh, look at those idiots. And now she's like, look at me. Oh, I'm playing ball with my Pandora. Look. And I was like, what is this?
No, it's just okay.
Someone please explain to me what Soul Train is. I was like, oh no. So Mari Umansky did sell her house, but I think that was her first. Did she has she had three houses on this show?
I think
she
only
had the first
two.
One.
Only two, right?
Lisa?
I don't know what I'm talking about. Okay, I just wanted to take that back because I know people on the internet are going to be like, you lying fat bitch. I'm
terrified. It's Kim Richards.
Okay, last line is Erica's. The strongest substance on earth isn't diamonds. It's me.
Yeah, your ass is bulletproof. How many fucking widows have shot at her? And she's still just walking around like she's rich as hell. Poor ass Erica living in a $10 million house. I cannot with Erica, okay? Someone better bring Erica down.
Well, no, she is down. Erica, the house is on the market, $13 million. She is renting a house next to Armie Hammer currently, and I hear she is just desperate for money.
Where? I have a question. So she's in like Larchmont Village now, I think, right? Do we know where?
Courtney's the LA expert. I could only tell you San Francisco.
Courtney knows. Like on Sierra Bonita or something.
She's on Sierra Bonita?
I thought.
Are we like doxing her on your podcast?
No, yeah, let's give her a let's give her a dress. I'm just kidding.
I'm sure we could Google it. So, okay.
I'm putting Erica Jane's address. Chuck E. Cheese in Culver City. Yeah, well, good for her. That's where she's always loved that guy.
Well, I played last year. I played Grease, and this year it's Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah, make it buck. Make a buck.
Okay, quickly, I think we're going to change here. Actually, let's take a quick break.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first-ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years. And just a year ago, achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect. And it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
And we're back.
That was a very sudden break.
Commercial fastest pee I've ever had in my life.
Wow, that was a.
It's like, actually still inside.
We're on break. Bye.
Okay.
That was good.
I do want to talk about. Well, I don't want to take all your time, and these are things I still want to talk about. I want to talk about little bit about New Jersey. I want to talk a little bit of Dallas reunion. The kids on Watch What Happens Live and New York this week. So I still feel like we have like a decent amount of stuff to talk about. So
I have a correction. I have a correction again already. Erica Jane, if I got it.
Stop going on the internet.
I'm sorry. But I've learned from doing this is that I'm wrong literally every other sentence.
Sure.
And so I just want to apologize before I have to apologize next time. Right. Erica Jane does not live in a $10 million home. She lives in a $1.5 million home. Yeah. I'm so sorry. And
renting.
Ooh. Renting next to Armie Hammer. Oh, yeah. God.
Oh, God.
The noises between the cannibalism and the.
Orphans and widows.
But I feel like a guy, she'll meet another guy really soon.
She sure will.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, yeah. Simon Gubabia is not on the market.
He's taken. He is taken. But I feel like Sutton would probably have a lot of friends.
I don't feel like I would ever. I feel like Sun's friends are the equivalent of like Lisa bringing Martin around again. Martin,
yes,
a woman for you. So
yeah. Oh, I would love to be friends with Sun's friends.
It'll be like Colonel Sanders. I feel like
I want to have a margarita with Sutton and have some Southern hospitality. You know,
I would love that, but you know that someone would look at her from across the restaurant, and then you get like stuck in some drama. I'd be like, don't look over there. Don't look over there. They're looking at me. I need to leave, and I need you to put up a cloth so that they can't see me. I'm like, I don't want to be in this drama with you, Sutton.
Right.
Someone looked at you.
Right. That was over a makeup artist? A mutual makeup artist?
Not just any. It was Joey Maloof, who came to us first from the Rachel Zoe project and has like worked his way up. There's like a group of makeup artists on Bravo that just keep coming back for more and more and more. You got Joey Malouf. You got Luke, who started on Ladies of London, who did the most amazing thing, which was actually cross over to New York and take over Dorinda and now Bethany. And you have Priscilla.
There's New Jersey Priscilla,
and there's like Pamela, I think. There are these two that are kind of interchangeable, that like one services New Jersey, but then one services Kyle Richards and then maybe some people in New York. And they're just kind of like collecting on Bravo.
Okay. They're in the back seats. They work for Priv.
Yeah, they're Priv employees that were laid off.
Remember that? Remember Priv?
Yeah, so where's Priv gone? People still have Priv face all the time where your face is orange, but then your chin and below is white. You can tell when they got Priv. Yeah.
I remember when I went to your show in San Francisco, someone dressed up as a Priv makeup person. Like, that was their costume for the show. And I was like, that is very clever. That is very clever.
Yeah, I remember that. All those Priv makeovers was great.
So tonight is the New Jersey finale. We're going to be at Marge's house for a Halloween party / Joby's 65th birthday. It looks like, did you see the reunion trailer today?
No.
Oh, New Jersey trailer is out. And Jennifer accuses Marge of starting the rumor about Jackie's husband.
Wow.
Of course. Yes. Yeah. I don't believe it.
I don't believe that.
And then,
I don't understand the motive.
I don't know. I think, and then she has them over for the apology at the house.
Yeah, that's stupid. I don't believe it. I think that they all heard it. It came off the internet. I read those rumors last year. Okay. Those rumors were around. The problem is whoever brings it on the show. That's what they're mad about. Like, she'd heard about the rumors. I'm sure people had already sent her these rumors. It's not like she didn't know about it. It's who was the asshole and brought it up on TV. And that was Teresa. Okay, Jen, I know this game. Baby.
Yeah.
The problem was I accidentally published my erotic fan fiction about Real Housewives of New Jersey. And this is the chaos that it created. I'm sorry that I wrote that short story about
illicit times with Evan. You couldn't write the story,
though. With Evan Goldschneider in the gym. I'll be more careful with my Real Housewives erotica.
Oh, man. And then I just like don't know about Luis. Is that Louis?
I thought you said Louise. I was like, who is Louise?
Yeah, who
Louis? What's
Louis. Teresa's? Oh, Teresa's guy, Louis. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you've heard all this stuff about him, right? There's this lady. I heard this from I heard that this came from the Heather McDonald podcast, this breaking juicy scoop. But there was this article, I think, in People. It's a lady in a wedding dress who's doing like a marathon a day for 365 years. And it's to raise awareness for narcissistic emotional abuse, which I'd never heard of. So there you go. He's got his own thing, this guy. And I looked it up, and guess what it is? It's emotional abuse by a narcissist, which I guess I should have figured.
But I
did look it up.
It's a Brooks Ayers.
It's him. It's this guy. She said that he got mad. She just
Like a Brooks Ayers syndrome.
Yeah,
like, Vicky's Brooks, yes.
Okay. Yes, except he came with new teeth already, this one, which was helpful. You know?
He is like well manicured. He is so Jersey looking to me. Like,
yes,
well kept.
He's very filler. Do you know how fillers and Botox, like, you really don't see it that much? I mean, we're seeing it more now, I'd say, in the past few years, but the first times we saw it, it was like, oh my God, like Jeff Lewis, like, what? And he's like, I don't have anything. It's like you a damn lie. Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It would just look different on guys.
Andy called out Frank Catania Sr. on the Watch What Happens Live. He's like, you have it. He's like, you have it. You cannot move your forehead. Like,
admit. And he admitted it.
Yeah.
It took some time, but he eventually got there. Yeah this guy's like too much. It's too much.
He sort of gives me like the Hydrox version of Mario Singer, meaning that, you know, there's Oreos and there's Hydrox. Mm-hmm. And he's just kind of like, looks sort of like Mario, but I came here to get Mario and not Luis.
He's the Trader Joe's cheese puff version.
Yeah.
He's like GTL. He's like Jim Tan Laundry to me, you know?
Yeah, he
goes to the tanning booth. He's like slime. He's like Gavin Newsom. I think it's like the slimy, like good looking but slimy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I just don't trust Teresa's judgment. So
yeah. Well, the ex-wife said that once she figured out he was a narcissist and she let and she was going to leave, he bleached all of her clothes and threw them out on the street. Like he sounds. Cuckoo. You know, a little emotional. And when Joe Gorga is like, you know, I like that a guy's so emotional, you know, like I really like that a guy can say his emotions. Sometimes that's good. But I think when a guy's like overly showing you like that right away, it's not really good because they're just trying to prove to you that they have them.
Yeah. Which is what narcissists do, by the way. Narcissists do that. It's called something like the love bomb or something where they come on really hot and heavy with lots of gestures. And it's
I've watched a lot of Dateline. This also reminds me of that case in the OC. Wasn't it on UPN or Bravo? What's it called? You know,
Dirty John.
Yes. Dirty John.
Yeah.
A lot of John.
You could just watch reality TV. Like, you could watch Danny and Melinda on Real World. You could watch Ronnie and Sammy on Jersey Shore. You see these stories, or Rob and Jessica on Below Deck Med last season. Usually when a guy comes in like hot and heavy with all these grand gestures and these declarations, and then the girl's like, oh my God, he's so sweet. I really never felt this way before. And then all of a sudden you have scenes of, wow, why'd you do that? That sort of hurt me. Why would you do that? Nah. And then they're fighting and you're like, ugh, get away. You don't know how to live.
Yeah, they're abusers in the end.
I overall liked Jersey this season. I feel like all these shows filmed in COVID, though, like we've just gone on like a bunch of bachelorette parties. Like everything is like, we have to do an overnight so we can film together for many hours because we can't leave because of COVID. And like, we'll do wine tasting, have a stripper, play some game. Like it's been like so bachelorette party, like not real life.
I think Jersey has actually been the most successful at it. Because I think actually every other franchise has kind of struggled. Well, in Summer House too, because they were just put into a house for the entire shoot.
No, but I thought that was the best. This was the best
that
season
was the
of
best.
Summer.
Because
they're trapped in a house together.
Which is what it always should have been. We're always like, why do they go home? They should always be that way. I think that other franchises kind of struggled under the weight of COVID shooting logistics. And that's why we've had some underwhelming experiences. But, you know, we're going to get through it.
Yeah, we are. We'll still watch. Yeah, like Dallas clearly wasn't the best season. I did really enjoy the reunion this week. Like,
it was good.
I liked it.
The Brandy like cut was just like, Andy's like, so like, congratulations. What?
Oh, you guys aren't watching this. We're on video and I turned my lights off so that way I have a bad image on my little square. And Zoom. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Makes no sense. Anyone listening?
Her ponytail's over here, then it's over here.
Like, but I mean, there was like so much to break down. It was like, okay, let's talk about you having a baby, but like drinking through the whole first trimester. And Andy's like, by the way, the baby's totally healthy, guys. Like, don't worry. Then it's like, okay, let's talk about your mother-in-law died. And it was like, oh God.
Oh
like,
my God,
okay,
it was
okay.
So much. It was like right in a row.
No, it was like, congratulations on your baby. I'm glad it doesn't have a fetal alcohol syndrome. Your mother-in-law died. And like, that was like, I was like, okay, like, that probably should have been, I don't even know what the order
too much, too far.
It was a lot.
I think too far.
And then now let's talk, I think they should have not said the Brian cheating thing. If you're going to bring up the mother-in-law dying, like you can't also bring up Brian cheating.
Or spread it out. It was like a whole thing of misery. And I don't even like Brandy, but I was like, damn. It's like, so Brandy, your baby is the first baby who ever came out saying, hi, my name is. Then your mother-in-law died in the car with your daughter. I mean, oh God, that was sad, right? And your husband was caught on tape trying to bone some lady in a bar. That was fun. How do you feel about that? And then it's like, what? Oh,
yeah.
And then your daughter saw it on Instagram and you're saying Leanne Locken sent it to her? Like, what?
that was a stretch. That was a tough segment for Brandy. Well,
that was the opposite of love bombing.
Yeah. That was
like the opposite.
But then I also thought it was interesting that she was like, I know when that happened, it was 2018 and they were on a dual bachelorette party. So I'm like, so also like the whole, like the, you went to that wedding And everyone that was on that bachelor bachelorette party, like, knows your husband hooked up with a girl that was on the, like, do you know what I mean? Also, like, you know the person. She knows that person. Like, I feel like they're connected.
That poor girl that was the best she could find at the club that night was Brian. God, what happened? How much did she drink?
I wouldn't be surprised if Brandy had some indiscretions, though. And like,
what I was going to bring up. Okay. Didn't you guys hear this rumor that they're in an open marriage and Brandy was cheating with a country star named Taylor Phillips? I'm bringing this up from Reality T, which we all know is like the New York Times.
This Wall Street Journal here. Okay.
So I'll just read from this. Thank you, Reality T. But it says fans have been doing their detective work after that video of Brian circulated, blah, 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 blah. Head over to the Instagram account of Brothel and Cocktails to get more updates on this mess. But anyway, that account shared a text from someone who claimed that country music star Taylor Phillips hooked up with her in Dallas when they did a show in Texas. This person added Stephanie Hallman was with Brandy, but Brandy left with the friend. Look up Taylor Phillips, blue check and all.
I mean, I literally said this to Courtney a couple weeks ago. I said, they've been together since eighth grade. I wouldn't be surprised if there was indiscretions on both parts. Mm-hmm. And not to say that's right, but maybe that's how their marriage works. I don't know. I mean, the doctor literally asked, is this Brian's baby? I mean.
Yeah.
Well, because Brandy was crying so hard, you know. Oh,
I know.
Brandy.
I know.
It's like, why are you crying? Is this your husband's baby?
Yeah. And then I was disappointed in Cam. Like, she
very much so.
First of all, she looked gorgeous. Something about her makeup is like totally different. Like, I don't know. She looked like glowing, but she was so smug and passive aggressive and just like, like I'm here and you're down here. Like, it was just like really cringy. And I love Cam Westcott. I want Westcott Academy. I like Court. And then today they're on Twitter being like nasty and
so gross.
It's a disappointment.
Accusing Tiffany of calling her white face by posting a clown emoji. I mean, just really.
It's ugly.
A stretch.
You know? And it's just gross, you know.
I thought she was going to bark and then eventually be like, well, now I realize, and I didn't realize, but it really wasn't that at all. It was her being very concerned that she was going to get canceled. She was actually like obsessive about it to the point where she actually may have gotten herself canceled in her attempt to not get canceled, because
I felt like she was very coached too. Like her vocabulary and her words, like she rehearsed.
I am. One of his tweets is something like basically, she just steals the wording of one of his tweets in her argument. It's the exact same thing. It's something she would never say. And it's like, okay, your stupid little husband's going on there saying, isn't this racist against white people to just say that all of us as one collective are racist or whatever? And then she's like, isn't it racist to say as one collective? I'm like, oh, geez, at least don't copy the things he's putting out publicly.
I'm concerned for Dallas. I just don't know where the franchise is going to go. I could see Tiffany walking away just because
she loves it.
No, I think she's eating it up.
She loves being on TV. She is loving it. I don't think she'll go anywhere.
Ronnie and I have been we've been boosters of the show. Like we've always really enjoyed it. And even this season, I know I enjoyed it. I really did. I was like cracking up. And I wonder, you know, maybe what I look for in a show is different from what other people look for. But I just thought it was a lot of self-involved, ridiculous behavior.
Karen.
I also feel like they all showed up for it. Like they all were like, we're going to give it our best. We're going to do what we can do. Right. We're going to go.
Except we'll get Stephanie. Drunk.
Yeah, but that's okay. Because, I mean, Stephanie never had a lot of good seasons. More.
Oh, I think
she just sort of like I didn't feel like Stephanie detracted except for scenes when I had to watch her extreme locker room makeover. But I feel
Stephanie's
like in
like
general,
mayonnaise, you know, you just like, you think no one's like, wow, I can't wait for a mayonnaise sandwich, but you're like, you need it. You know, it's what makes it good in a way.
That makes the sandwich. The mayo.
It's true. Yeah. It's true. I had mayo on a sandwich just today. In fact,
oh, it was shocking. That's so good.
So good. It really is. No, but I think it's actually, I think it's a really good cast, even if some of them are being extreme assholes at the moment.
So I love Carrie, like a lot. Oh, God, and really. I was defending
Oh my God. I feel like you're just trying to trick
me. What else do you love? Genocide? I mean, what's going on here?
No.
You love cat murder. Go ahead. Admit it.
I love Carrie, but I was hard to stick behind her this season. It was really hard for me. I'm worried about her. I don't think she's going to be back.
I hope not. She's really too much for me. She gets on my last fucking nerve. Her whole first season, I thought she was so obnoxious. I wanted her to go so badly. And then in a way, she was saved by all that Leanne being nasty stuff because it turned the tables to where Leanne was the bigger villain, you know?
Yeah.
But she made me crazy that whole year. Like, oh, I don't like my husband, but I don't have any money. So I was like, well, what the hell? That's terrible. You're going on TV and saying you don't even like the guy. Yeah. Just want his money.
Wait.
He's not interesting.
Remember when you guys went to Liam Hawkins' wedding?
Yes. Oh, I don't remember that at all.
What?
When did that?
What are you talking about? And that is the first time that we saw Carrie too. And we were walking in and they had that thing. They, you know, well, obviously they showed it on the show. It was filmed, but that trapeze thing where there was like a lady up there twirling around in a trapeze. And we walked in and it was Carrie climbing up to the trap. And I was like, who is that thirsty, drunk idiot? You know, because you're at a wedding and it's just so awkward. You know, the cameras were there, but it didn't. I don't know. It was a normal wedding, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Was normal.
Did you guys get to eat?
Well,
now you're just trying. Now you're just fucking
listen. With them. I will tell you what was there. There was a single charcuterie plate, and there was a wall of like sprinkles cupcakes. So there wasn't an actual meal per se, but I definitely. But more importantly, there was lots of free booze, and I. Cupcakes and booze, and you know what, we had a great time. It was such a fun wedding. Everyone was there, and in fact, when we went out to the valet stand, my memory of Carrie was her sitting there. Was like a little fold out chair by the valet, and she was just like wasted in the chair, like just like slouched over, like doing that thing with her head bobbing in circles, and I was like, who is this mess? It's like, oh, that's the new housewife.
yeah
And I said hey Leanne, who is that wreck of a human being? I pointed up to her on the thing and she goes, oh, that's the new one.
Well, and then we did shots with Stephanie and Travis, and well, Stephanie's so funny. She's actually
is she glowing in person? I feel like
yes
she is so nice in person. She's like, oh my God, I love you guys. Your podcast is like so funny. And then she recorded a message. She's like, hi guys, it's Stephanie. She was really lovely. People are really angry at Stephanie this season, but she was so lovely. And then Travis, it was funny because we did like a shot with them. And Travis is like, yay, hi. If you're listening to this at home, just imagine.
Travis like, is yay, shockingly hi. In person hot.
He has hot energy. I
could not believe it. He is so sexy.
Confidence.
It's that total thing.
Like he was hot and just the way he looks. Like
the way he can hold himself. He gives you like a shot and he's like, here you go. And you're like, yes, sir.
Yeah. You know, yes, like, sir. Yes, daddy.
I'll lick your asshole. Yes, sir. Yes, I will.
I can't describe
it. Hot Fred Flintstone. It's like a really magnetic Fred Flintstone. I don't know how to explain it because on TV, I'm like Fred Flintstone. In real life, I'm like, I want to fuck Fred Flintstone.
Okay.
Never knew.
He has a sexual energy that is palpable. I cannot describe it. It was pretty. That was probably my favorite takeaway was seeing that side of Travis.
I love it. Okay. Now we will.
I'll tell you, there's also a cam thing that happened. Which is, so we met, Leanne was like, oh, you gotta come meet Cameron. She just loves your podcast. She loves Watcher Crabbits. You gotta come to meet Cameron. So and Leanne like Ben, hypes up.
She does not like our pod. I just do not believe that there's a world where Cam would like our, cause you know, we're pretty rude. I mean, of course someone like Stephanie's gonna like it cause we love Stephanie, you know? I mean, even when we make fun of her, it's like good natured, you know, but Cam has been so ignorant so many times that and she doesn't have a sense. She doesn't seem to have much of a sense of humor about
it. No, she takes things very seriously and is taking you down to the grave with it. Like she will never let go. Never let go. And
we were like, well, we have to go. Come on. We're like kind of talking each other up. Like, come on, we can do this. So,
yeah. Well, we go over and Leanne's like, we go over. Leanne's not even there. We're like, hey, we just want to introduce ourselves. It's Ben and Ronnie from the Watch for Crappens podcast. Cause you know, Leanne just said that she loves it. She goes, what's it called again? I'm like, the Watch What Crap It's podcast. And she goes,
oh. She went like this.
Mm-hmm. I know exactly the face she made. I know exactly. Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard it, but that sounds so funny. And I was really, we went over there expecting her to be like, oh my God.
Right,
and
so she was
like, I don't know you.
Like, who are you? Who are you?
Yeah, which makes more sense.
How were you invited?
And that reaction actually makes sense to me. Like, why would she? But Leanne's like, oh, she loves it. I'm like, oh no.
And then Carrie was
so
there.
Awkward.
And Carrie was there. And so we had met Carrie because Leanne had come to LA and she brought Carrie. Carrie, what's Carrie's last name again? Not Carrie, the new Carrie, old Carrie. Carrie, Danish Carrie, plastic surgery Carrie.
Duber.
Oh, Duber. Duh. Yeah.
And so we had met Carrie and she's really nice. And so when we were out, Ronnie and I were outside because the champagne was outside. And at this point I was pretty drunk and I see Carrie come walking up and I'm like, it's Carrie. So I just march right up to her. I'm like, hey, how's it going? And she gives me that look like,
who the fuck
I don't
are
know
you?
Who are you? And then it occurred to me, I like turn around and the cameras were like right on her. And I was like, oh, I just walked into the establishing shot of Carrie walking into the wedding. Sorry, I'll just walk away now.
Oh man, that's hard.
It was a great time.
That sounds like a blast. I mean, you've gone to a housewife.
It was so fun.
That's
yes,
pretty awesome.
It was great. Awesome. It was super, super fun.
Epic. Okay, switching gears, we will end with Roni. Courtney and I have not talked about it yet. I loved the premiere. I missed these women so much. I think a lot of people were underwhelmed and disappointed. I was like, I was on a high after it. I was like, that was so good. I like loved
it. Just so happy to have it back.
I thought that everything was great. I loved that Ebony like walked in and owned it. And like, she was talking to Sonia. Oh, I heard, you know, Century 21 closed for you. Like not pretending like, I'm sorry, who are you? I've never watched the show. You know, like that bullshit. Like she's like, I know exactly what's going on with your life. I've been studying the show for the last 10 years. Like I know how to play the game. She's actually a Bobby Fischer. She knows how to play chess, I think.
Yeah.
What do you guys What do you guys think about Ebony overall?
Love her so far. I love her so far.
I love her apartment.
She's been great. I actually find her apartment to be a little like it's missing something, but she's moving out of it. So who cares, you know? But I think she fits in really, really, really well. Like sometimes she'll have a moment where it does feel like a little rehearsed or a little media trained in like her confessional. But I think as a personality, she just goes right in. She's funny. She's interesting to watch. I think she seems super smart, which I love.
Open and vulnerable. Like she's like, hey, like basically, you know, my guy, he chose his kids and I'm not going to let someone, you know, like, yeah, like that, make the right choice. Go with your kids, go be in Jersey. She's like, hey, my BMW was repossessed as well. My credit's fucking awful. Like I love that. People being honest and trying to be the Erica Janes and pretending that you actually have money when you don't.
Yeah.
Or just and like also, not giving their life.
A lot of it for me was just worry. I was worried for her and I was worried for us because you're going on a show with Ramona Luann, who dressed like, you know, Diana Ross. I was going to say Diane Sawyer. Diana Ross for Halloween. I mean, there's just so many cringe things coming her way. And so I was a little nervous at first. I was like, you know, I'm scared. But then the way they dealt with it, because they were all so ignorant right up front, or at least Sonia, like with her diversity fish.
Oh my God,
look, I have fish of different color. And then, you know, I mean, it just looks like it's going to get worse and worse and worse.
Interesting because Ramona's definitely trying to be like, hey, I'm nice to the new girl. Like, I feel a connection with you. Like, are we vibing? Because like, I'm a cool mom. I'm 65. Now I'm a burner.
A very authentic Burning Man party.
But I was like, I'm shocked with Ramona's affinity to Ebony. Like I'm like,
I think she's playing the whole like, hi, I'm Mona, I'm not racist, okay? Right. Here's how you know, because I say how much I love you every 5 seconds.
Right. Five foot seven, lover, totally not racist.
You know, because I think that as the season season was coming, people are like, you cannot put this woman in a room with Ramona because you know Ramona's going to say every stupid thing in the world. And so I think she's very aware of that. And Ramona's kind of starting off her season, as she often does, where she's pretending to be super nice and calm now.
Yeah.
And then she's going to totally go off else within five episodes.
Yeah, I think that we got very spoiled because for several years we had Dorinda, who is incapable of those kind of facades. So, you know, when you have someone like Ramona and Luann and Sonia, they're just trying to be cool, like, ooh, like a new young woman on our show, trying to be hip and cool. And then on top of that, you have Ramona like trying to show how like unracist she is and everything. They're all being like very nice. And if Dorinda were there, like Dorinda is incapable of not getting drunk. And like, she will react to something and something will set her off. And so they don't have the ability with Dorinda around to put up a facade. But for right now, they've got a facade up a little bit in terms of like, everything's nicey-nicey. Right. And it looks like things are going to start to fall apart.
We start seeing the Ramona-isms as she, like, Ebony's talking and she just kind of ignores her. Like, Ebony keeps talking and Ebony's like, can you not hear me? Like, am I not loud enough? And she's like, oh, my hearing aids. Like, or she's like, I have to get them.
Hearing. Okay.
Yeah. I had an ear infection.
Yeah.
I have a hearing aid in there. It's my hearing help. And you know what? It's only set to hear Mario's voice. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. Did she just say hearing help?
It looks like the wheels are coming off this next episode when there's a fight about Wells Fargo. And we just have to hope it sort of continues to go down that trajectory. I think actually as they get more comfortable with Ebony, then they will start to fight more. And not that I need fighting, but I think it's like that thing. You know, when you meet somebody like, oh my God, we get along so well. But then as you start to like, then you start to settle in, then, you know, you're not like, self-monitoring as much. And then things start to happen.
When Ramona's like, oh, I can't get my help's name together. Like, what did she call her? Danny, Michelle. She like, it was like a completely different name. You know, it's like
Diana.
Listen, Ramona's just like working through the ages. Okay. Cause like last year they were servants. Yeah. So she was like now she's, you know, in the Victorian era.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So bad.
She's just coming along the timeline.
And then just Sonia's truly breaking my heart. Her saying she went, you know, I just want to check out for a little bit. Like, I don't want to kill myself, but I just, you know, just check out for a little bit, take a little time off. I'm like, oh my God, Sonia. It's just like everything's falling apart. But like, I'm like, are we still back to the storyline of your husband left you? Like, are we still like, that's her storyline again.
Yeah. Yes. And she's always falling apart. And I love Sonia too, you know, and I love the show and I feel for Sonia, but at the same time, I'm like, enough. Like, if that was my friend, I'd be like, shut up. I'm not listening to this anymore. You were the one who fucked up. Take responsibility for it and move on. Find a new fucking rich man. You're still hot. What the hell? Yeah. Get up.
Yeah.
I mean, I would be that friend who's just like, had enough. I mean,
she's never admitted that she cheated on him and that's why he left her. But it's like, that's the real story. Episode,
she tried to make it sound like she left him. She's like, did I do the right thing for my daughter? Because, you know, the woman usually shuts up and puts up. I'm like, why are you pretending like you left your husband?
Yeah. She literally yelled at, he was gone. I'm like, you fucked someone in France. Like, what did you think was going to happen?
I think she just really liked the idea. I think she likes the idea of being part of like the Morgan family and having this foundation and, you know, these shoes and these letters and all that stuff. Like, I think she likes that image of herself and it's like a lifestyle that has been taken away from her. And I think she
really struggles with that. It's not only the lifestyle, it's like the full identity, right?
Yeah. I mean, in New York, I think that's like, it means something in New York, you know?
Yeah. And I get that, you know, and I feel for her, even though I'm frustrated with her. Yeah, I feel for her too. But it's like, come on. Nobody, you know, when you watch a movie, you're supposed to watch that person fail and fail. And then they get up and they run off the rocky steps. And then, you know, they're triumphing. So you want to see her triumph. And I guess she's like Rocky, who keeps getting up the steps to Century 21. And then it's like, then, you know.
I know.
Someone pushes Rocky down the stairs. And it's like every year is another Rocky.
Well, she also probably harbors a lot of guilt. And, you know, she obviously can't reconcile with what happens. She can't come to terms with it. So she's pushing it outwards. But maybe one of the real reasons why it's hard to move on is because I imagine guilt is a lot harder to, she's in the house, but I think guilt is probably a lot harder to let go of than maybe getting jilted. Like there might be a lot of feelings of like, I'm not worthy for someone this or that, like probably.
The house is so toxic for her. Like, I honestly think it makes her like physically ill, like being there.
Brown eyes.
Yeah. Like it's, we had a lot of healing this episode. So we had Sonia's crystal healer, and then we had Devi, I believe.
Yeah. Devi.
And the Reiki. Mm-hmm. Yes. And like Ramona's like, wait, now what is this? What are you healing us from? Okay, I just want to know what's going on. What's going to heal? What do I need to heal? Do you guys know something I need to heal? Like what's happening again?
What kind of healing is it? Okay. Yeah. I need to know. It's like the bruise myself. What is it? Does my eye hurt? Do I have an ear infection? What is it? I need to know.
Get it. Did I burn myself just Burning Man?
She was fucking flawless in those pasties, though. Like, I was like, you have to be kidding me. This is iconic. This is amazing. Like, she's 60 years old. I can't even wear pasties. And I'm 35. So good you for her.
Very happy with the body positivity. I'm sorry that she had such a shitty excuse to do it. Because I was not. This Burning Man party. It wasn't like Burning Man party with like a fancy pizza oven, right? and crudités. Literally nothing about this looked like Burning Man or felt like Burning Man, which I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, because I don't think I want real Burning Man in the Hamptons, but the entire concept of it,
Coachella.
It was actually more Coachella.
It was modern Coachella, right? Yeah. It's like Kyle Richards goes to Coachella with like a gourmet tent and
like feather in the hair.
Do you guys?
That is exactly right, Ronnie.
Do you guys think that Leah and Ebony like might have taken something before? Ebony.
Really? Ebony
says in the episode.
This is a Ronnie question. A Ronnie question.
Well, Ebony, look at their pupils. Damn it.
Okay. Ebony says in it, like, you know, she did the Irish goodbye or whatever. And she was like, she said something like, I felt like I was on mushrooms.
And yeah, then, because they had like the people on stilts coming out, and she's like, "Oh God, what am I on? Like, did she slip something in my drink or something? Because now there's all these people doing back bends, or what the hell?"
And then I like started like I was like then like Leah got like really wild. She like took off her top. She was drinking a ton of water. And I was I don't think Coke. I think like Molly or something. I don't know.
First of all, congratulations. You're never going to be friends with Leah because you're talking about hard drugs on a podcast. So good luck with that. second of all, I think that Leah was actually, she was maybe overcorrecting. I think she was really trying to prove that she could be fun and sober at the same time. So I think she was trying to be like, look, I can still be what? Like the wildness is inherent to me. But I did not. I definitely did not think there was any sort of
I didn't get any druggy vibes, and who knows, maybe you're right
that like
but I think kind Ebony, of believe I don't yeah, think I, of, I don't think of the escapes, right? So if they're saying, oh, I'm sober now, I forget that there's like a whole world of drugs that you're not counting, because like specifying alcohol, you know, like we've all been there where it's like, oh guys, you know what, I'm not drinking this month, and I've got like you know, my nose is like running the whole time. Like Ronnie, right. You know, so there's there is getting around that, but I didn't really notice at first. I was like, oh my god, she screams like this even when she's sober. I did have that thought, but no, I'm not really drug policing. Okay. But
I think that hanging out with new friends is exhausting. I really do. When you hang out with new people, you don't really know very well, and you have to like pretend like everything they say is funny, and like, you know, just to be polite. You know, that actually takes a toll. And I don't have the experience of even doing that from being from a different race, where there's like a layer of maybe being on guard or you know, being like on the lookout for microaggressions and things like that. So I think it was probably. And they drove out from New York City, so I think it was probably a very, very exhausting day. And you know, I can imagine just wanting to retreat to that bedroom and not deal with Ramona any longer.
And also, let's not discount the prescriptions that all these women have. I mean, most of us would die for these. Okay. Like, these are amazing.
The water pills. You take one water pill and take one drink and you're blacked out.
Be careful. That's why I was doing that. Water pill.
Oh my God.
Oh.
No, but I thought it, like, overall, like, I loved all the costumes, like Leah's chaps, Ramona's pasties. Like, Lou always has, like, her, like, Native American side, I feel like I love
boys.
Yes. Like, she was wearing a statement necklace to die for, like, very on brand. Sonia was just, like, wearing lingerie. And yeah, I thought it was a fun episode. And I thought they were very vulnerable in speaking with the healer, like Leah, like talking about her grandmother passing, and, you know, Ebony saying the same thing. And then I felt like Ramona was like, and also, yeah, like with me and my family, like I only have Avery. I'm like, you have 50 friends.
50
like,
close girlfriends. Yeah,
I was like, no, Ramona. No.
Ramona tried to put on her vulnerable voice. She's like, you know what? I only have a small family and it's only Avery, okay?
Yeah. I'm like, what?
You sound tender and vulnerable, and I'm Ramona Singer, okay?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, but I'm just so glad it's back, and I hope it works out. It's always rough when it's a cast change, you know? And I remember at the end of last season saying, this is it for this cast. Like, we're not going to have this forever for a really long time. This is very special, you guys. And so part of me misses that, but the other part's like, you know what? It's new things, okay? Yeah. Stop whining. Get off your butt.
I actually, it's been such a long time since we've watched it. Like, I don't even notice that Dorinda's gone, even though she's, like, one of my favorites. Ooh, and I feel like she's definitely, she'll be back. I'm, like, not even worried about it. And she has a book coming out in August, so.
I think that she just needed, like, a timeout. I feel like she probably was a headache for production. And they just need. And also, there was a lot of people last year thought that the show was very, like, messy and off the rails, which I don't understand people. I don't understand that people complain, this show's boring. This show's boring. They don't do anything. Then, like, Roni literally stomping on mirrors at parties and, like, grabbing crabs and throwing tikis. They're like, this is too off the walls. Like, people, what do you want?
You can't
win. It
was
great. It was great TV. And, I'm a little worried that they've kind of overcorrected this season to try to be like, this season's just about girlfriends. And I'm like,
about feelings.
Yeah.
Also, you know, I check in on Dorinda as a viewer, you know, like I'll go to her Instagram. Is Dorinda ready to come back yet? Because I was a big proponent of Dorinda going just because she was so toxic and gross. I felt like she got so gross towards the end. I was like, just go. Like, this is hard to watch, man. But I love her so much still, you know? And so I go check on her Instagram to see if she's okay. And I have to say, I don't.
No, I know. I saw something the other day and I'm like, oh no, those eyes are like going opposite ways. I'm like, okay, she's still.
Yeah. She looks like she's still going through it. Like, she's
still hitting
not,
the sauce.
It doesn't.
Still hitting the sauce.
Remember
today
that creepy
she
post
had one where she was. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go.
She's wearing kind of like a tiara thing in the mirror. And she's like, in the mirror, like making funny faces. And then she jumps off the camera and then she comes back on and takes off her tiara, but it's just her hair. And then she's like, I was like, God, what the hell is going on over there?
They need to stop with the TikToks. The TikToks are not for that age group. Yeah.
Yeah. And she also had like a very terrifying and eerie post. Where she was like, just doing my morning walks at Bluestone Manor. And there's just like this misty wide shot of Bluestone and her just like a spectral vision of her just like walking up this hill, like very slowly. It was like M. Night Shyamalan presents Dorinda Medley. So creepy.
She had one. I love that we're all watching them too.
She had one where she was
at Bluestone Manor. She's in the backyard, you know, with that, the topiary maze thing. What do you call that? You know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
I don't even know if it's a maze, but the big shape. And she's standing on the stairs and that's behind her. She's like, look at that. Look behind me. Nature. It's nature. Because there were like clouds in the sky. And she's like, hi, nature. I don't even want to leave my house because I love nature. I don't even want to go to dinner. Nature. I was like, you put down the phone. Just put it down, girl.
Yeah. No, it's not. Sad. It's sad.
I still want her back, though. I want her back.
I do too.
Me too.
I think she's great.
Me too. I mean, I've had fun even talking about these Instagrams.
Yeah, I know, right? We're just getting the snippets, you know. Well, guys, that's, you know, that we had a lot to talk about. Thank you so much. Where can people find you on social media, on your podcast? Tell everyone where they can find you.
Well, we're at watchwhatcrappens.com. You can find all our links there for our bonuses and videos on Patreon. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. On Twitter, we're at whatcrappens. On Instagram, we're at watchwhatcrappens. I'm at Ronnie Karam, and he's at Ben Mantelker. Okay.
Yeah. Like, oh, give us a follow because I'm on a quest to get verified. I don't think it's ever going to happen, but I'm trying.
It's and the articles. I'm trying, that's yeah, how but, you but, get it.
What well, is it?
You have to. It's. Have I think probably the last thing is like you need to be written up by like get articles written about your podcast.
We literally have been in Entertainment Weekly, not to be like that, but we have literally been in Entertainment Weekly.
Yeah,
and we were just in the Guardian. Like,
yeah, no, that's
well, no, actually, maybe you know what it is because our podcast is verified, and then but I personally am not nowhere.
Who the fuck is going to write stuff about me? I don't even do anything. I don't even leave my house. What are they going to say?
Oh, Ronnie, so your podcast called Domino's is
again.
Yeah, the podcast is verified. Yeah. But yeah, I want me to be verified. Yeah. It's a very selfish and meaningless goal.
No, totally. You want that blue check? You deserve it. I totally agree.
I just want it. And every time I decide, this time I'm going to apply for it, and I apply, and they always send this very cold thing back that says, unfortunately, your request has been denied. And they go through the list of things. Like, there's like five things that they look at. And it's always like check mark, check mark, check mark, check mark. And the one that I always get the X on is, it's just very simple. Is this person notable? It's like, no.
Well, I'm just not notable. We will make you notable.
Well, maybe you should just go kill somebody. You know,
literally Sheena Shea's little baby is already verified.
Yeah.
Summer Moon is already verified.
Wow. You know, I noticed, by the way, on Twitter that Candace from Potomac is not verified. Yeah. Did they take away her verification because she was
mean,
like badgering? She was mean. Do we know?
I'm not sure about that. Courtney's talked about this before.
Did they do that?
They can take away your verification.
Oh,
yeah. If you it's like violate serious. Their codes of
conduct, yeah,
you're no longer. Wow. We're not sure you're real anymore.
Yeah, you don't know who you this could be anymore, any Candace. Now, no one will ever know.
Oh man. Well, I hope the next time we talk, you're verified.
Yeah, me too, Ben. I hope for you. I hope you get verified. I'll write some articles about you, Ben.
Thank you. Please. Just write a profile. I'll be like,
Ben stubbed his toe, y'all. By Rodney Karam of Radar Online. Oh.
Yeah. Well, thank you everyone for joining in the effort. I appreciate it. And also verify Ronnie too. It's not just me, both of us.
Girl,
and
Mary, I know I'm too. Here. Yeah. I know I'm here.
Yeah, I have
Ronnie's
no hope.
Self-possessed. I'm not.
Two judgy girls has a hope.
I don't care. Yeah, I don't need to be verified. I'm here, okay? I know every morning when I have to stick one leg up in bed and then kick it to get out of the bed. I know I'm still alive.
You're still alive. You're still there.
You start singing Cynthia Erivo soon.
Okay, well, thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Mary.
Thanks, Mary.
Okay, talk to you guys soon.
Bye. Bye.